This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Hey, before you head off and do anything else with today, go to radioalice.com/contest. You can check out any cool giveaways we've got. And while you're there, browse around, take a look at the latest news stories, get our show's full podcast.
The Radio Alice Report.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. And it's an app you can use to listen to radio.
Yep.
This show in particular. In
really
fact, only this show. That's
yeah.
what you want it for,
yep.
this show.
Free.
So get the Odyssey app and listen to this show. The Odyssey app has our full show podcast and our secret shows. And that's all.
Yep.
The Odyssey app.
People love it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Are you kidding?
Yep.
It's incredible.
24/7, baby. Leave the stream on.
Right. Okay, here's what's happening. So we are 3 weeks away from the Winter Olympics.
Oh, boy.
And we did get word, I believe, Bryn was saying, that our boy Johnny Mosley is, in fact, going to be announcing his event at the Winter Olympics. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. He's going to be
great news.
Involved with NBC.
I love to hear that he's, you know, staying
yeah, he
busy
had said
that.
Earlier that he's not, he wasn't participating. So this is great news, actually.
They must have been in a scramble.
Must have
said, yeah, we're doing that now. Let's get this done. It has to be the most insane production for all the events and all of the stuff. And here's a little twist. People trying to fly from the United States to China may soon be confronted with zero flights. Zero flights bound for the country as Beijing tries to keep coronavirus infections out of the country ahead of the 2022 Winter Olympics.
But they have to let the people, the athletes in.
They'll have special flights for the athletes.
Oh, they will. Okay.
Right.
No, this isn't
about keeping the athletes out. This is about keeping you and me from going to watch an event.
That's okay. I wasn't going to go anyway.
Beginning January 19th and continuing for at least 2 weeks, all flights from the United States to China have either been canceled or are likely suspended. Because China doesn't want you bringing COVID into the country.
After the Olympics, then you can bring it in. We don't care. But during the Olympics, we don't want to have some big outbreak.
Right. Anyway, I thought, wow, that's something. But you got to do something. They got a lot of events to get done, and this Omicron is spreading so fast.
It is actually wildly out of control. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so there's that. Flights to China canceled, and the Winter Olympics begin in three weeks from today.
Yay!
How about some nerd news?
Oh, I love nerd news. Give it to me. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Surgeons performed the first ever pig-to-human heart transplant on a 57-year-old guy in Maryland. I've had this story since Monday and just haven't gotten to it, but it's a medical first. Doctors transplanted a pig heart into a patient in a last-ditch effort to save his life.
And
not so far, so good. Apparently, our bodies would normally reject organs from animals, but the pig was genetically modified to remove three genes that make that happen.
Oh.
And so...
Oh.
It's science. Is it okay?
Yeah.
I kind of think so, too, especially if I was the guy who needed that heart.
Yeah, it's okay until it's not okay.
Right.
Oryx and Crake, people. Read that. Ooh, that is a good...
What's it called?
It's called Oryx and Crake, which apparently I think are two extinct species of animals.
Oh.
But it's a... Oh, boy. It's fantastic. It's by the lady...
The Oryx
I think
were
it's
from
the...
Lord of the Rings.
Oryx. O-R-Y-X. Yeah.
Not the Oryx. Okay.
I think it's the same lady who wrote A Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, so it's dark.
Margaret Atwood. It's dark, but it's fascinating, and it's and the way that she describes, just based on what we know about who we are now, how that would extrapolate out, it's great. There's three of them, by the way, three books in the series: Margaret Atwood, Oryx, and Crake.
Okay,
really good. And
they say
there's pig. There's genetically modified pigs in there, which is why.
Oh,
I,
all right.
Things have
they
gone
say it's too
wrong.
Soon to know if the operation is going to really work. This is the kind of thing that can be going fine until it doesn't.
Right.
But it's neat to see that if this does work, it's an option. Apparently, there's an extreme shortage
of hearts. It seems like hearts would be hard to come by, especially like a matching heart. I mean, I assume they got to be the same blood type and, you know, the exact match for a heart. Seems like it would be difficult.
They've tried this stuff before. Let me see here. They have a list of the animals they've tried to use, including a baboon heart, but it's never worked. So this is, they're hopeful. Fingers are crossed. The dude's name is David Bennett, and he's a handyman from Maryland.
Oh.
And he may get some extra time on this planet to enjoy his family and friends if this in fact works. So...
Do you remember Dana Carvey on SNL? He had the baboon heart, but it was on the outside of his chest.
No, I don't know that bit.
My baboon heart. Yeah, little baboon
no,
heart.
I wonder if it was about this.
Huh. I don't know. Right. You said they tried to do a baboon heart,
no,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yep. And didn't. It worked for Dana, though. But it had to be worn on the outside. That was the crazy thing.
Yikes. All right, so there's that one. Let me see if I have any others. Oh, yeah. Here we go. The James Webb Telescope was expected to work for 10 years before it runs out of fuel and falls out of orbit.
Okay.
But they say that last month's launch went so well, and they used less fuel than expected.
Oh.
They think that thing will be out there 20 years before it's done and, you know.
Oh, how wonderful.
Winning.
Duh.
Yeah, really, really nice.
That's great. Are we getting images yet? I can't remember if they said it was going to be another week or something. Like, what are we already getting stuff from that?
I want to say the last thing I heard had to do with it, like it deploying its sun shields,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't remember anything about images being sent back. I think it may have taken images, but it takes a while to get them back here.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure we don't have any.
Yeah, that's right, then. They expect it in around May.
May? Jeez Louise, slowest telescope ever.
Well, it's outer space.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle in every way.
All right.
Can I hurry up?
This story's not fun.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fun story, but it's not good.
Oh.
45-year-old Michael Caranda works at an elementary school as a music teacher in South Dakota. And he lives with his 73-year-old mom. Okay, 46-year-old dude.
It. Sure. Lives with his mom.
Music teacher at an elementary school. His mom's 73. Her name's Irene.
Does he live with her to care for her, or does he live with her because he can't afford to move out of his house?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that they've lived together his whole life.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mom! Last Monday night, he made a big pan of pot brownies before bed.
Oh.
Oh.
That's why I lived with his mom.
Irene found them the next morning and decided to take them to a card game at her local senior center.
Oh my God, this story's awesome.
No, that's
she didn't just have one. She took him to bingo.
Irene had no idea that these were pot brownies. No idea. She brought brownies that were made by her son and left out to cool or whatever.
Oh, God.
She brought them to the senior center. Michael just gotten back from a trip to Colorado where pot is legal, and he picked up a bunch of THC butter.
Oh.
And he cooked a half pound into the brownies. Now, I don't know if that's a lot. I don't know what... I love brownies, but I've never had a pot brownie, and I've never made really made brownies that I can... Other than the
packets.
So
you use this butter, and it cooks the THC right into whatever you're making.
Sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Yep. As opposed to trying to put, you know, weed and its texture and all the things that that comes with
into
food.
Yeah, that's been problematic for people. Right. The poor things. The poor deers.
Normally, well, I never had enough pot to consider making brownies with it. Did you?
Say that again?
I never had enough pot to make brownies with it.
Oh, yeah. I was never going to waste it on brownies. And yeah, I don't, I mean, edibles, it turns out, don't agree with me anyway. Thank God, because God, you know me. I'd be like, oh, brownie. So
911 started getting calls around 8 p.m. that night about multiple seniors saying, we've been poisoned. It turns out they were just super high. And
you
so
I felt kind of sick from it. You know, it was like everything was bad and wrong. So
when
I wonder,
you took an edible.
When I, the one time I had a pot brownie, I was
okay.
In retrospect,
and you didn't know you were taking it either, right?
Well, I didn't until I'd already, as I'm finishing it off, I'm like, oh, what a good brownie. The guy goes, oh, you got into the brownies. And I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. Did I just do that?
And then you tripped out?
Well, and then I was like, John, stop drinking. He was, because I was the DD. I'm like,
oh, dear.
Yeah. We had our kids with us, everything. It was horrible. It was horrible. There were kids at this party, and there were brownies out.
And
what
then you
could
freaked
possibly
out?
Go wrong? I didn't freak out, but I was really sick, and it ruined my whole weekend.
Oh.
Boo-hoo.
Well, anyway, 911 started getting calls around 8 that night about multiple seniors saying they'd been poisoned, and they were really just high. Recreational marijuana is still illegal in South Dakota, so police figured out what happened, showed up at Michael's school, and arrested him right there.
Oh, my God, in front of the kids?
Well, sorry. You poisoned a bunch of old people.
Yeah.
Actually, my mom did it.
Oh, God. So he's a 46-year-old with a mohawk and a white beard. I mean, this
That's
is...
not even a mohawk. What is that?
It's like a little weird hair cap. I don't
it's
even
like
know
that,
what that is.
That character Martin Short used to play on SNL.
Yes, with the hair just sort of swept up into a short point. But it's off the sides, and then he's got just a scruff of white. He's handsome. He's actually handsome.
Facing charges for possession of a controlled substance, which is a felony, and could face up to 5 years in jail plus $10,000 fine. While I don't think, you know, the senior should have been poisoned, it's super unfortunate that one... Like, cross the line, and this is legal and fine.
Yep.
Cross back over that line, and it's illegal, and you're creating a you're committing a felony.
Right. You're trying
that
to kill
seems...
old people. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
We need a federal mandate on this one, don't we?
I feel like we do. I just don't. Right? Like, have all the alcohol rules apply to it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Just... It's enough already. It seems to be working fine in California and Colorado and elsewhere.
Hawaii.
Elsewhere.
And like Iowa and I mean, I think more than half the states now have it legal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know
capacity.
How many states. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Top things we nag each other about after being trapped in the house for a couple years. I feel like the nagging probably has reached an all-time high, right?
Oh, yeah, what kind of nagging happens?
Not turning off the lights when you leave a room, not cleaning up after yourself in general. There's no question that being, you know, and look, I know not everybody's in the house, but as this thing surges again, most kids are being sent home. Everyone I talk to, there are school cancellations, class, like one class will cancel, and then another and another. And now we're on the verge of seeing schools just go, let's take 2 weeks off. Let's wait this out. Because
Cameron's school's closed.
Oh, it is?
Oh, man. For how long?
For 10 days, they say.
Yeah, that's what's got to happen. It's just that bad.
We're back to it.
So anyway, not cleaning up after yourself when you're hanging around in the house together is a problem. Pick up your crap, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The light thing, I guarantee you if I walked down the hall right now, the fan and the light would be on in the boys' bathroom.
Oh.
I can't, and I'm done nagging them about it. So every time, usually when I wake up in the morning, I go in there and just shut it off. And I know it's been going all night. It's like, have you seen our electric bill? You ingrates. And I just, you know, but I don't like the tone of my voice when I'm nagging. And I do stuff too. Like I definitely just put my cereal bowl in the sink. Although I rinse off the cereal.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't really clean up after myself that great. Nobody nags me, so. Well, it turns into cement, Bryn. I don't know if you know that. You got to rinse your cereal bowl.
No, I said
that. I agree.
It's good for you because you do that.
But you said it with the good for you voice.
I get nagged about it. That's why.
Oh.
Rinse your bowl.
Well, rinse your bowl. Like, takes 2 seconds. Rinse that off. Right, you don't even have to stack it.
I've heard that before. I hear it all the time.
You hear me? How naggy I sound? Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But I don't like dirty dishes lying around the house or...
Right.
I'll tell you the toilet paper or the paper towels when you go to grab one of those and you just go, is there a conspiracy happen around here that like every time I go to use one of these things, there's none of them.
Right.
What is this?
That sucks. Well, that there's nothing more aggravating than having to yell for help from the toilet. I need toilet paper. And that's if you're lucky enough that someone's home to go get it for you.
Right, or that waddle with your pants half around your knees.
Good
Come
God.
On. Nobody
Come
should
on.
Have
Am
to
Am I really
walk
doing
like
this? I'm 55 years old.
You're 55?
Yeah.
Oh, crunch.
And a double nickels.
Ah. 800-400-3697 is our number. Love to hear from you guys, so feel free to check us out on our texting machine. We really do like it. A lot of people got caught up on yesterday's story when we were talking about the birdcage.
Yeah.
I loved that people were... Agree, A. Like, that's a Robin Williams movie, and Robin Williams is the straight man in that movie.
Yeah.
It's about Nathan Lane and Hank Azaria, so people wrote in. Hank Azaria is great. If you've ever had a chance to check out Huff, I haven't.
Oh, Huff.
He plays a therapist. Great cast. Many of you will recognize.
Let me put that on my list. It's a movie?
It looks like it's a series.
Oh, called Huff.
Huff.
Let's find out. Find out what platform that's on. Huff with Hank Azaria. Boy, I have a long list of stuff.
Good. You know, that's nice to have, right?
Yeah. Except that I read it to John and he goes, I don't like any of those.
Someone recommended to me
Showtime.
Someone recommended to me Night at the Museum for me and my kid.
Oh yeah, that's great.
So we're gonna watch that today.
You will love that.
I think I will. You're right. I know Robin Williams is in it. I'm a huge fan, but I don't know why I've never seen that. I guess there was just a period where I never went to movies.
Ben Stiller's in it and Owen Wilson's in it. It's great. It's super solid. And I think there's more than one.
I think you're right,
yeah.
But there's nothing scary, right?
Oh, no. Nope. Just right. Good fun.
Okay, good news, because, you know, you don't know what's going to scare a kid. One of the things that in National Treasure we watched with my kid, Nicolas Cage takes a knife and cuts his thumb in order to use some blood to smear it on something in order to roll it out and get whatever that thing says.
Oh.
So it's a scroll, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm watching it and I look over and my kid is like covering her eyes because the finger prick.
Yeah.
Totally bummed
blood,
her out.
Blood bums.
And that was the end of the movie for us. So I was like, oh, you're done with this. Okay. All right. Fine. Whatever
you say. Let's watch Peppa Pig.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What is the worst thing that ever happened to Johnny Knoxville on Jackass?
Oh, this would be good.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.